stay standing with me. Go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 1 this evening. Just about the middle of your Bible there. Proverbs chapter number 1 beginning in verse number 20. We'll read all the way through verse number 27 this evening responsibly. Proverbs chapter number 1, I'll begin reading in verse number 20. And then you'll join me on verse 21. We'll alternate like that all the way through verse number 27. Proverbs chapter number 1. Beginning in verse number 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hands, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. And let's pray. Father, Lord, I love you, and I thank you for all that you've done for us. I'm just so excited. Lord, it's been amazing to be a part of this work. It's been great to hear the good reports of churches across this country the last couple of weeks, the amount of work going to passing out tracts. Several churches within driving distance of here that are experiencing revival, and it's encouraging to know that it still works. Lord, thank you that regardless of what the world says and regardless of all that's going on, we have a place that we can come, Lord, and be excited, not because necessarily we're going to hear a good message, although we will, but Lord, that your presence is here. Lord, it's not as feeling as much as it's just knowing that we're growing and that we're seeing you change our lives because of our obedience to the Word of God. And this evening, I'd ask that you'd be with our pastor, that you'd fill him with your power. As he preaches, may you use him. May our minds be focused on the truth. May our hearts be yielded. Speak to our hearts. Change our lives this evening. We'll ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I am going to start by saying this. I don't plan to stomp and shout and beat the pulpit tonight, though I could do it at any time. I'm planning to more teach tonight than preach, but I've just learned that preaching is just loud teaching anyway, so don't worry about it. But I do need your mind a little bit more than normal. For some of you, if you could even find it, I would be thankful. seriously, I want to help you tonight. I'm preaching a sermon tonight called Learning to Apply Principles. Learning to Apply Principles. God mentions four kinds of people, especially in the book of Proverbs: the wise, the simple, the scorner, and the fool. Those are basically the four types of people mentioned, and they're all mentioned in the passage that we just read in Proverbs chapter 1. Now, the Bible truth that I will preach tonight, I want every person in this room to take personal inventory of your own life. I don't want you thinking about your husband or your wife or your children or somebody sitting across the room or anybody else. I'm preaching it you tonight. I'm preaching it me tonight. So I want you to think of that as we go through this. Because we're all sinners, we make pretty lousy judges. Did you know that we humans are pretty lousy at judging one another? Our judgment is limited. It's tainted by our selfishness. And we only judge based on what we see and what we know. We rarely do justice to justice. We want to see how people's motives are involved. Well, may I say something? If you don't take the trash out when Dad says take the trash out because you just don't feel like it, or because you got a broken arm, or because you really have a legitimate reason, guess what? The motive isn't the issue. The fact is you disobeyed by not taking the trash out. That's what justice says. Now, God knew that we, as sinners, needed laws and rules by which to live. Let me say that again. God knew, because we're sinners, we needed laws or rules by which we needed to live. You say, why? Because we'll kill each other. The Bible contains every rule and every law needed for man to prosper and have a good life. Is that not what Matthew 4:4 says? Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That means this: every rule and every law ought to be based on that book right there. I don't care what the liberals tell you. In our country, we were founded on biblical principle. That's why at the courthouse, the Ten Commandments hung. By the way, Ten Commandments had nothing to do with going to heaven. That is civil law. That was man versus man law. You could keep all of the Ten Commandments and die and go to hell.
Yes, sir.
The Ten Commandments had nothing to, it was the government that God issued. It was the constitution of the Jews in the wilderness to take into the Canaan land after the exile from Exodus, from Egypt. Just like America's constitution does not have every new word or new concept mentioned, it gives guidelines by which we are to live and by which we are to govern ourselves. Did you know that when the Constitution was written, there were no cars? But there are principles in it by which we follow for the highway laws and things. That Constitution is a skeleton. It is the foundation. It is the structure, the framework that all other laws in our society are to hang from. Now, listen to this very carefully here. This is the real battle today in America. Liberalism is trying to break down the moral fiber of our Constitution. We have, for decades, changed the meaning of words and now want to go back to the Constitution and redefine the Constitution with a modern definition. Oh no, that's not how it works. There's something called original intent. For instance, the liberals will use this statement about our Constitution: it's a white man's world to suppress all people. I hate to disappoint people, but the Constitution doesn't base anything on color. It's never mentioned. And I don't either. I don't care what color somebody is. I'm colorblind, physically and every other way. I really don't care. You don't control your color. That has no bearing on it. I didn't control my color. Why do we want to make rules based off what color our skin is? And if you're like me, in a couple months, my skin will be darker than it is now. So what does that do for the laws? Just like saying we can't define what a woman is. How are we going to put that on the Supreme Court? And what are we going to do then with all the laws that pertain to women and women's rights? How are we going to judge that? If we can't even define what a woman is. Everybody doing okay? Now, America works best and is best when we live by the principles set forth of our founding documents of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. By the way, they both go together. Don't separate them. We won't have a problem with border crossings and illegals in our country if we would go back and apply the laws that are on the books. I'm not against people coming to our country. Let's do it legally. The issue is the legality of it. Now, hang on here for a second. We need to live by those original laws. And we need to make decisions based on those original laws, not our feelings. Not how it's going to be perceived. Now, I must hurry. God uses the four kinds of people here in the book of Proverbs, the wise man, the simple man, the scorner, and the fool, to show us what happens to people who do or who do not live in varying degrees by principles or by rules. I want to go through these four kinds of people and help you understand where you are in any area of life. Now, let me say this before I go any farther. No one is all of one of these. We're a combination of these in different areas of life. Please don't take it personally. There's nobody in here that's perfect. Amen. There's nobody in here that's all wise. Steve, I'm not talking about being a wise Alec. I saw that look you gave your wife, and it wasn't that she was all wise either. Man, your head's turning colors. Now, wait a minute. None of us are everything we think we are. Instead of you comparing yourself with someone else, how about you compare yourself with that? Amen. Tonight, we're going to compare ourselves with that. Not with him or with me or with Brother Juan or Brother Joe or Brother Scott or Paula or anybody else. We're not going to compare ourselves with another person. God says that it's not wise to compare yourselves among yourselves. Amen. So let's quit comparing ourselves among ourselves, and let's look at the Word of God and compare ourselves to the principles of the Word of God. Now, first of all, let's talk about the wise person. Notice verse number 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates of the city, and uttereth her words, saying, and I'm going to stop right there for a second. Wisdom knows how to apply principles in all areas of life. A wise person understands the application of principle. Now, let me show you what I mean. If you drive from the Berkeley County, Jefferson County line here on Charlestown Road, it turns to 55 miles an hour. But there's also, when you get up towards the post office, a speed limit change to 45. The wise person looks at the signs and knows where it's supposed to change. They don't say, well, the last sign I saw said. No, it's an application. Just like you're not supposed to go through downtown Martinsburg at 55 miles an hour on Queen Street. Not a wise thing to do. Say, what is it? Learning to apply those principles. When you get your learner's permit, you learn there are general speed limits by which to follow, whether it's posted or not. You know, if you're on a somewhat of a country road, generally it's 35 miles an hour. If it's posted differently, you can do that. You know that most highways are either 55, 60, 65, or 70, not 80 and 90, just so you know. When it says 81, that is the route number, not the speed limit. Some of you want to drive the 101, right? A principle is something that is right nearly all the time. By that, I mean 999 times out of 1,000, it's going to be right. I do my best to make decisions based on principle and not my own opinion. May I give an illustration? I mentioned it just a little while ago. Our tree out here, our memorial tree. About a year and a half ago when my mom passed away, my dad said, how about we plant a tree at the church in honor of mom? And I thought to myself, that's a great idea. Then I remembered we cut down about 200 trees or more. And I thought, you know, over the period of time, if we have 75 to 100 people die and we got to plant another 75 to 100 trees, we're back to where we started. This is not a good thing. So what did we do? We put our heads together and came up with the idea we'll plant one tree and then we'll add plaques and people's names around it to that one tree, and I don't have to plant 75 to 100 trees. Now, wait a minute. You say, but preacher, that was in reference to your mom. Didn't matter who it was. The last name was not the issue. The principle was, if we do it for my mom, we have to do it for your family. So what could we do? Let's initiate it. And my dad and folks who donated some things to her memorial, we paid for getting the tree and getting it in and getting the stonework done and that type of thing. And that's what that went for. Great, no problem. But the principle was, it doesn't matter who it was, let's keep it the same for everybody. That's the principle. Everybody understand that? Now, watch this. A wise person doesn't look for the exception. A wise person doesn't look to be the exception to the rule. There's a certain English curriculum. I won't mention which it is. You know what it is. But it's not a bad English curriculum if it's taught right. But what I hate about it is in every lesson they put an exception to a grammar rule to it. And it's almost like it's a trick question. And I hate that. So as a principal, I had all my English teachers, every time one of those was in there, mark the answer keys and things and their teaching keys, X this out, tell your students, don't do these. They always have one or two in there. And if you use the pre-made test, they always throw them in the pre-made tests. And everybody generally gets them wrong. You say, why? Because they're trying to teach an exception to a rule. Just teach the rule. If you teach the rule, the exception happens once every so many times. Okay, you get a 99 versus 100. It's still an A+. I'd rather teach the truth and not worry about the exception to the truth. The reason many of you hate English grammar is because you had teachers try to teach you what the exceptions were instead of just teaching you what the rule was. Everybody doing okay? Teach, and a wise person understands they're not the exception. They don't say, well, that applies to everybody except me. No, you apply the rule to yourself. If our congressional leaders and our Senate leaders and our president and the leaders in authority in America would apply the same rules to their lives as we do, they do our lives, and they paid their taxes like they're supposed to, maybe we wouldn't be in as bad a shape. Do you know I'm supposed to live by the same rules you live by? Now, everybody help me for a second here. Wisdom lets the principal make the decision, not based on the person, but based on the principle. Wisdom, by its very nature, looks how to apply what works in every area of life. Look at verse number 22 again. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. That's the wise person speaking. The wise person says, look, you fools, you simple people, you scorners, just listen to the reproof I gave you and follow what is supposed to be done. You see, a wise person seeks that justice or that principle in all areas of their life. If it's good in this part of life, it'll be good in this part of your life. Did you know the same principles of love apply between a man and a woman in their marriage as it does between them and their children? A I'm not going to look at anybody. How you love your parents, you're supposed to love your spouse's parents too.
Amen.
Ouch. That one hurt. That went from amen to oh me, right? Wait a minute. Is that not the way it's supposed to be? That's called applying the same principle. I love my mother-in-law and father-in-law. I really love them because they live in Minnesota. No. Now, wait a minute. I love my in-laws enough. I help my in-laws just in the last several years a lot. Matter of fact, they I'm not biologically related, but I have medical power of attorney for both of them. My father-in-law gets out of line. I say, look, I got your medical power of attorney. Don't you mess with me. I'll tell them you're nuttier than they already know you are. Lock you up. Now, wait a minute. I love my in-laws. I helped them get their house sold and move in with my wife's brother. And they got a new house, and they're living in a much better area than they were before, and they have family near them. I was the only one in the family willing to tackle it. I did for them what I would do for my own parents. You say, why? They are my parents. They're my wife's. We're one. That means they're my parents. That's applying the principle. Everybody doing okay? Boy, that one went over like a lead balloon. Wise people are teachable and not too stubborn to learn. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9. We're going to use our Bible. Start licking your finger. Here we go. I'm going to run through about 7 or 8 verses real quick here. Proverbs chapter 9, look at verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. God says a wise person will learn and increase in wisdom. They're constantly looking to learn. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 8. The wise in heart will receive, what's the next word? Commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Oh, a wise man will do what they're told. May I give you an illustration? When the police officer asks you to step out of your vehicle or show your hands, he doesn't say, well, why do I got to do that? Most of the problems that are what some call misjustice would have been solved by people saying, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And let's deal this out. You know, the old statement, it's better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6. Mm-hmm. My daddy taught me a long time ago when I was 15 years old, 16, started driving. He said, son, if you ever get stopped, you do whatever the police officer says. If you go to jail, we'll work it out. But you do what he says. We can't work it out if you did. Just do what you're told. We'll figure it out later. Now, that's the instruction my dad gave me 40 years ago. Boy, that's a long time ago. Shut up. Look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. God says understanding is comes with wisdom. But those that don't want it are going to get beat. All right? Look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. Did you hear that? But a scorner heareth not rebuke. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. Look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 7. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not so. Look at Proverbs 15, verse number 14. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse number 11. Proverbs chapter 21, verse number 11. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. Now look at me. A wise person thrives on learning truth. You want to become wise? Be a learner. Let people teach you. Now, there are some things people teach you that means you should not do it the way they did it.
Amen.
Such statements like, watch this, y'all. That means don't do that. It's not going to end well. Sometimes you have to learn what not to do. I get that. But you shouldn't spend your whole life learning the way not to do it. There comes a point in time where you ought to listen and learn before you try something. Wisdom takes... okay, this one's going to hurt. Wisdom takes time to think before acting impulsively. Wisdom says, before I jump into this headlong, maybe I ought to stop and look at it for a second. My dad, I used to hear him, he worked as a machine repairman for years. I used to hear my dad come home and he'd say, we had a big problem at work and big boss came down and guy said, what are you going to do, Mel? He said, don't know, let's get a cup of coffee. He said, no, what are you going to do? He said, we're going to get a cup of coffee. Spend 5-10 minutes drinking a cup of coffee, talking it through. Then you start working on it. Instead of just start loosening things up and changing things, usually they got it fixed a whole lot faster after a cup of coffee than guys that just started tearing things apart.
Amen.
Wise people take time to look at the situation from beginning to end to figure it out versus just jumping in. Saying, uh-oh. They don't tear the whole thing apart and say, how'd I do that? Now what? Next, wisdom tries to remember something so that it could apply to more than one area of life. If this is you, I'm not talking about you. But a wise person doesn't need to keep being re-instructed every time about the same thing.
Amen.
That's why the guy with the lights on his car has to stop you so many times because you haven't learned the first time. Ouch. That one hurt. Wisdom pays attention enough and cares enough to not want to go through the same teaching over and over. I'm going to say this in kind of a humorous way. Did you know that wise people in some ways are lazy? They don't want to have to go through the same class over and over and over again. When I got to college, I decided I didn't want to take bonehead English. Say, what is that? That's a class you take in English class, but you don't get credit for it, but you got to pay for it. Say, what'd you do? I tested out. Took a test, passed it. Took English 101. About 4 weeks into English 101, Mrs. Flesher, my English teacher, looked at me. She said, Mr. Bush, you understand this a whole lot better than most people. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I'm going to dismiss class 5 minutes early. Could you stay? I said, yes, ma'am. I went up. She said, do you understand conjugating sentences? I said, yes, ma'am. Diagramming? Yes, ma'am. She handed me a sentence. She said, can you diagram it? I said, yes, ma'am. Handed it back to her. She said, can you help me teach this class? I said, what do you mean? She said, there's a lot of, and at that time we had what they call a pastor's refreshers course. About 2/3 of the class was men that had already pastored and came back to Bible college for extra instruction. I mean, many of these guys were 10, 15, 20 years older than I was. She said, I'm a little intimidated teaching some of these men. She said, I'll teach a little bit, but when it comes time, can you teach the men? I'll just talk to the girls. I said, sure. I taught my English 101 class. I had her for English 102. Guess who taught English 102? Me. I didn't get paid for it. I had to pay to even teach. But that's all right. Yeah, buddy. That's how you learn wise. That's how you learn wisdom. But may I... Too slow. Greg saw that one coming, buddy. It's all right, Brother Scott. You can leave it there.
No.
Now, wait a minute. Wisdom says you'll learn. By the way, I learn more by teaching it than I just did by getting instructed in it.
Right.
Now, wisdom pays attention enough. Okay. Again, if this is you, I'm not talking about you. But wisdom pays enough attention that it doesn't have to put GPS on and drive home from work every day. If you have to figure out what the map says to get home every day, maybe I'd pay better attention. Wisdom does not feel threatened by those who know more than they do. They look for those folks to teach them. Do you know that a wise person is not intimidated by somebody that knows more than they know? Matter of fact, they'll seek out somebody that knows something that they don't know. Dr. Fugit. I love Brother Fugit. He probes people's minds. When you're one-on-one with him, he wears me out. I love it. He's one of the few preachers in America that he thinks much like Brother Howes used to think, and he's constantly probing and looking for an angle or for something that you know that he does not know. What makes him so wise? That. Wise people don't criticize someone that knows more than they know. Wise people don't say, well, they don't know as much as they think they know. Oh, you're not showing much wisdom by that statement. Wise people are very good at living by principles and remembering what those principles are. Oh, my soul, we got to hurry. Number two, the simple. You have the wise person, and then you have the simple person. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? Simple people are those who are lazy thinking or non-thinking people. Now, you say, well, that's not me. Hang on. A simple person has to be told the same thing over and over and over again. Don't seem to learn. Everybody doing okay? Simple people have to rely on the goodness and the success of other people because they don't pay enough attention to succeed on their own. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 4. Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 4. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine which I have mingled, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. And I'm going to stop right there. Simple people have to be told who they should and should not be associated with. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 22 again. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning? Turn you at my reproof, and behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. The wise person's telling that simple person, don't hang around the scorner and the fool. The word simple means unfolded. When a baby is born, they're very simple. They don't know anything. You say, well, not my kids. They're super smart. Isn't it amazing how everybody has smart children?
Right.
Scott, your mama didn't. No. Now, wait a minute. The word simple it means unfolded. Your brain, if I'm not going to do it, but they will tell you that as you learn information, have you ever seen a picture of a brain? You know, it's all looks like worms that are all wiggled in there and crinkled and stuff. The more information you learn, the more crinkles there are in there. Some of you just have a rope that goes like this. There's no wrinkles. All right? That was pretty good, wasn't it, Ms. Kim? Now, wait a minute. The word simple means unfolded, just like the brain. A baby's brain is very simple. And as they learn things, it begins getting more. That's why when we got to Georgia, my daughter and son-in-law looked at me and they said, this adult life is getting pretty hard. Yeah, it's not as easy as you think it is. it's not as fun as it looks. Independence is great until you got to pay for it. So simple people have to rely on the instruction or the goodness and the success of other people. They need to be told who to stay away from. They need the success of others because they don't learn how to apply the principles themselves. Simple people don't own their own businesses. Say why? Because they can't run their own business because they can't apply any principles. Simple people only see what is right now. They don't like and often hate what we call schedule. Look at Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil. Now look at me, that word foresee means looks ahead and sees what's coming. It's planned. And watch this, and hideth himself. But the simple pass on and are punished. Simple person doesn't pay attention and walks right into the middle of a mess and gets punished for it. Say why? Because they hate schedule. I love schedule. Schedule is my friend. I love budgets. Budgets are my friend. That's why we don't get in much trouble around here financially. Everybody doing okay? Simple people believe whatever they're told. Turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 15. Proverbs 14, verse number 15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. We would use the word gullible for the word simple. You know the joke? Gullible's written on the ceiling. Those of you looking up, that's who I'm talking to. Now, wait a minute. Simple people believe whatever they're told. Did you know I could take a small child and teach them that water is green? Give me enough time and I could tell them that water is green, and they would tell you for the rest of their life water is green. Say why? They're simple. They'll believe anything. That's why it's dangerous letting them teach filthy CRT and this sodomite alphabet soup garbage to kindergartners, first, second, third graders. Shouldn't be teaching it to any child in school. That has nothing to do with school, and it's not the school's job to teach that. Just thought I'd throw it in there. Simple people do not take time to learn the principle. They just kind of float through life. They just take life as it happens. They take it moment by moment and don't care what's next. They plan the vacation when they leave the driveway. I couldn't live that way. I'm not that kind of person. Simple people are not bad people, but they don't take time to character themselves to apply principles. They don't know the value of time, so they constantly run late. They don't succeed as much as they could because every day they have to be retaught much of the same things that happened days before. They never have much because they live for the moment and spend everything they have. So the simple person, they just kind of float through life. They're a bit lazy thinking in principle. They're the ones that get caught speeding because they just weren't paying attention. You know, when you push on that pedal, it's going to go faster. That's all there is to it. And that's why you're supposed to glance down and look at your speedometer from time to time. Not just when you see the guy sitting in the middle of the road saying, uh-oh, I better look. You set the cruise on the right speed and you keep going and you don't worry about the guy sitting in the middle of the road. Boy, that's a wonderful way to live. Number three, scorners. Everybody look at me. I love you. Here it comes. Scorners are those who want to question a principle and find a way for it to or not to apply to them. In other words, if they like it, but it doesn't apply to them, they're going to find a way to apply it. If they don't like it, they're going to find a way to try to get away from that principle. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. Remember, I love you. Proverbs chapter 3, look at verse number 34. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Scorners are people who constantly question the rule. A scorner is the person that says, well, why do we got to do it that way? Well, why do we have to do this at all? Well, that's a scorner. A scorner is somebody who's constantly questioning or arguing about a rule. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 9, look at verse number 7. He that reproveth or corrects a scorner getteth to himself shame. And he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, he'll be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Look at me. God says, don't bother trying to correct a scorner, because it's all they're going to do is blame you, and it's all going to be your fault. Isn't it amazing how it's always the teacher's fault? Isn't it amazing how it's always the parent's fault? May I say something? I disagree with that 100%. Children have a free will. Adults have a free will. You choose what you're going to obey and what you're not going to obey. My children weren't perfect. You know why? I was their dad. I already knew that. I never thought my children were not capable of doing what they got caught doing. Tell you why, because I probably did it or far worse. And I probably caught them before doing it. You see, scorners hate those who point out they're wrong. Scorners don't like preaching like I do. They don't hang around me very often. Say why? Because I'm not afraid. My daughter's favorite statement is, my dad really doesn't care what your last name is. That's true. They're so full of pride that they want to be the rule maker, not the rule follower. They don't think the rules apply to them. It applies to everybody else. And because they've reached a certain point where it doesn't affect them anymore. Oh, who made you God? That's where a lot of these fat cat politicians are in D.C. right now. The rules don't apply to them. Well, I hate to tell you something, but the president's son shouldn't be able to get away with crimes any more than anybody else. The president shouldn't be able to get away with them either. Nor Nancy Pelosi making millions of dollars illegally because she knows what the business trades are going to be. Amen. Moving on. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 1. Read this a little while ago. A wise son heareth a father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A scorner is somebody that you can correct and you know they didn't listen to you. Do you ever have to correct somebody and you know they just kind of to you? Yeah, buddy. They're the ones, it's always the umpire's fault that you lost the game. If the teacher or the preacher just doesn't understand how much I really know. I don't need to do what the preacher says. He doesn't know as much as he thinks he knows. Well, you're right. But you don't know as much as you think you know either, scorner.
Right.
Scorners, I love this. Look at Proverbs chapter 19. This is one of my favorite verses in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 25. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand the knowledge. God says, smite the scorner. You're not going to fix the scorner, but the simple are going to say, I ain't going to do that. When my brother mouthed off to my mama one day, my dad backhanded him, and he did a little bit of a backflip. He smoked the scorner, and the simple said, don't talk back to mama that way.
Amen.
Smite the scorner, and the simple will beware. I may have been simple, but I was a quick learner. Amen? God says sometimes you smite the scorner so that those that are simple will pay attention and say, I don't think I want to go down that road. I was a principal in a school in South Carolina. And at that time, we still had corporal punishment. That means paddlings. I had a kid that earned himself a paddling. Most time, it was done in the office. Word got around that he wasn't going to cry when he got paddled. He was getting pretty cocky with it. Should ought not have done that. So I walked into the school and I said, we walked out in our school situation there. We had a little foyer that was about half the size, maybe a third of the size of this platform, where you walk through a set of double doors, and then there was another set of double doors, and you walked into the classroom. But the inside doors were those hollow core doors. You know, they were paper on both sides. I walked over. I said, I pulled a pencil out of my pocket and drew a line on the wall. I said, put your hands there. He said, what? I said, yeah, we're going to do it right here. We're not going to your office? I said, nope, we're going to do it right here. I said, everything out of your pockets. He unloaded his pockets. I said, put your hands up against the wall. He did. And I put the paddle right against the spot on the anatomy that gets paddled. And I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, oh, by the way, you will cry on the first swat. And you're getting four. Turned around, looked at me. I said, oh, yeah, I heard. I reared back and whack, and that thing went crack. And as all you heard was, hee! I said, it's okay, let it go. And he did. I said, good, three more. Say, oh, you abused him. No, I broke him. By the way, that boy loved me. I was with that boy through many difficult days. He'll tell you, Brother Bush loved me enough to do that. Can I tell you something? I didn't have to paddle very many students after that. They heard the crack and the heek, and they were done. All the simple people were done, let me tell you. Then Brother Jackson, you know, 6'10", had to paddle him one day. Shoot, when the kid bends over, his back end's up here. I said, man, that's a home run shot, you know. This isn't good. I said, son, and he said, it's okay, Brother Bush. He said, I can get on my knees or you can stand on a chair. He said, my mama has me get on my knees because she can't reach it either. I said, get on your knees. Then it was about normal range, you know. You never know what you're going to face these days, you know. Oh, I love it. Scorners are ones that are constantly questioning those rules. The rule doesn't apply to them. By the way, this is what's happened to politics. Turn to Proverbs chapter 29. Look at verse number 8. Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 8. Scornful, that means scorners. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but a wise man turneth away wrath. We have a bunch of scorners running government. If we would go back and apply the rule to everybody the same way, we wouldn't have as much trouble in our towns, our cities, our counties, in our states, in our government. Our cities are snared by scorners. We didn't get the result from a hearing that we wanted, so we're going to protest, burn buildings down, beat up police officers, destroy police cruisers, destroy everybody else's property because we didn't get a judgment in a ruling that we wanted. And they didn't even hear all the facts. Scornful men bring a snare to a city. Scorners are constantly judging, complaining, criticizing, seeing what's wrong in everything in life, and they look for the wrong in everything. They're constantly looking at something to show you what's wrong with it. If your first thought is, well, it shouldn't be done that way, or this is what's wrong with that, and this is what's wrong, and need to do this differently, you're a scorner. Quit looking at all the wrong, look at all the right. Scorners look at every way possible. A rule does not have to apply to themselves. I used to have kids in a Christian school going around with a rule book and say, well, you can't find that in the rule book. Cotton-picking little scorners. I always showed them where I could find it because I knew it better than they did. Number four, and I must hurry, and I'll quickly run through this very quickly. The last is a fool. Fools know what the principles are, but purposely get people and themselves to go the opposite direction from the principle. Fools thrive on bad, negative, or opposite attention. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be, what's the next word? Promotion of fools. Fools take shame as a promotion. They're the ones that enjoy getting in trouble and laugh about it and brag about getting in trouble. Fools purposely go against principles because they want to be their own authority. Fools cause death around them. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 6. Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 6. Forsake the foolish and live. Go in the way of understanding. I could go into a lot of verses right here. Drunkards are foolish. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 1. So people die because of drunkenness and foolishness. People are killed because of, did you know there are more people killed by drunk drivers every year by a multiple of 3 to 5 than are shot? Did you know that less than 100 people are shot by police officers every year? That's not what you're hearing in the news, because you got a bunch of fools and scorners running around reporting things that they don't know anything about. Fools fall into shame constantly. Proverbs chapter 10, look at verse number 8. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. It's called Hollywood. He that winketh with the eye and causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Can I tell you something? Fools always fall. Look how many Hollywood rich and famous fall. How many politicians fall and fall hard? Everybody doing okay? And I'm not going to take time to read these verses. Let me just, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 13. Fools are constantly in trouble. Verse 14, they destroy everybody around them. Chapter 10, verse number 23, trouble is like a sport to them. Turn to Proverbs 10:23. You're in that chapter. Let me read it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Fools make fun of hurting people and doing things that hurt others. When you laugh at somebody that gets hurt, you're a fool. I don't laugh at people that hurt. Now, sometimes people do some stupid stuff. You know, I joke about, watch this, y'all. Yeah, that's foolishness. Fools utter slander and are gossips. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 7 and 8. And I'm not going to go into it, but gossip and slander are one and the same. You're destroying somebody else. Talking negative about somebody is foolish. By the way, look at Proverbs chapter 14. Fools have an unpredictable temper. Look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. And a man of wicked devices is hated. Somebody that can't control their temper is foolish. Somebody, well, I just have a quick fuse, preacher. No, you just set it by the candle all the time. Well, your fuse is no shorter than anybody else's. You just let it go off all the time. Anybody doing okay? Fools hate to be taught and instructed. Let me give you several verse references. Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 7. Proverbs 15, 14. Proverbs 23, 9. Proverbs 24, verses 7 through 9. Fools hate to be instructed. They hate to be taught. Say why? Because they want to do the opposite and they want to do their own thing. Fools use up and never save anything. Turn to Proverbs chapter 21. Verse number 20. There is treasure to be desired in oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. They have nothing in reserve. There's nothing there. Why? Because they just live the way they want to live. God says, be careful how you answer a fool. Turn to Proverbs chapter 26. I'm going to read several verses here very quickly. I'll read one other verse and I'm going to be done here. Proverbs chapter 26, look at verse number 1. As snow in summer and rain in the harvest, so is honor not seemly to a fool. As a bird by wandering and as a swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse and a bridle for the ass and a rod for the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be also like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Now, I'm going to stop right there. We could read all the way down through verse number 11, but let me read verse number 10 and 11. The great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth the transgressors as a dog returneth to his vomit. So a fool returneth to his folly. A little old dog can go out and barf, and if you don't catch her right away, she'll go out there and eat what you just threw up. God says a fool will go back to foolishness the same way. That's what God said. He said, answer not a fool. That means this. Don't stand there and argue with people about God. Amen. Give them the truth. Go on. I don't argue with the Jehovah's False Witnesses or the Mormons. I don't argue with people over it. Here's the truth. If you want it, fine. If not, I'm going to the next door. Amen. I'm not going to spend 2 hours trying to talk to somebody that's never going to change their mind because they're a fool. Say why? Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. That's why politicians like to get in arguments and show how wonderful they are and run you in circles and never answer the question you asked. Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 11. I'll read it and then we'll finish. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. A fool's going to tell you everything he knows. I'm glad my preacher taught me, don't preach everything you know because somebody's going to ask you a question one day. Now, listen to this and I'll finish. How do we apply principles? I don't have to make a lot of decisions, though I make a lot of decisions. I have to apply principles a lot. I don't have to make judgment calls a lot, You say, why? Because we have principles set up, and I let my principles that have already been established decide how I'm going to behave. If somebody visits our church from another Baptist church in our area, I don't visit them. I'll send them a letter. Often I'll make a phone call and say, glad you came and visited, but I noticed that you're a member of another church, and I won't visit you because you're a member of another church. If they say, well, I just needed a week away, I may even call their pastor and say, look, one of your church members visited my church. I believe that's the right principle and the right ethics. Say, preacher, you do that? Yeah. Say, why? Because I want to do things right. Everybody doing okay? I let my principles make my decisions for me. I use this illustration, I'm done. When my daughter had her wedding here a couple years ago, we have a wedding booklet with all the rules and things for the church weddings and stuff. She asked for two or three things. I said, can't do it. But Daddy, you said I could have what I want. I said, no. I said, you could have what you want within the realm of right and wrong in the rules. And there was two or three things. I said, no. Say why? Because when I tell your children no, I can say I told my daughter no. Everybody doing okay? You say, does that bother you? Not a bit. That's what the rule was. She had jumped ahead of me on one, and I'd already done something. I said, you're going to have to fix that. But I already asked this. I said, you can go ahead and unask them. And she had to unask somebody to do something because it wasn't following the rules. I said, preacher, you even did that? I said, don't get ahead of me. This is what the rule is. I didn't have the board voted on these a long time ago. I don't have to make the decision. The decision's right there. My job's to enforce what's right there. And if you'd learn to live your life that way, you'd be surprised how easy it is. Your kids aren't going to say, but Mom, and they're going to say it, but you say, it doesn't matter what you're going to say. This is what it is. Thus saith Mom. Now, these principles apply to everyone equally, whether good or bad. How about we step up and let's use Bible principles to guide our life? Wise, simple, scorner, or fool? Principles apply in every area of life. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. And I went over, but I think it was an important truth that we all need. I wonder, has God worked on your heart a little bit? Find yourself being a simple person or a scorner, sometimes a bit foolish? Maybe you need to use an old-fashioned altar and get some things right.